participating whales. Of course, that includes Sonoma County. The next assessment for when our season could open up will take place on January 11th. Authorities say Dylan Butler, a 17-year-old student, opened fire at a small-town Iowa high school, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Thursday's shooting had students at Perry High School barricading themselves in offices and ducking into classrooms. Authorities say one of the wounded was a school administrator, and the suspect was found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. In sports, the Warriors lost the Nuggets 130-127 on a three-pointer as time expired. They play the Pistons at home tonight, and Dalvin Cook is joining the Baltimore Ravens for a playoff run. Your forecast: patchy fog this morning, then mostly sunny with low 60s. Tonight, clear early, but clouds do increase overnight, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, rain is likely. We're expecting about a quarter inch, highs in the low 50s. Look for a frosty start Sunday, then sunny with low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallen.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. The end of the year means our New Year's clearance sale. That means up to 50% off store-wide from now till January 8th on carpet, hardwood, waterproof flooring, and more. It also means interest-free financing for a full 18 months and no sales tax on anything. It all adds up to a happy new year, except for one little thing. It ends Monday. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
2.7 The Wall.
Little after 6 o'clock, time to get up and at 'em. It's a Finally Friday. I'm Rick Michaels with ELO coming up in a moment. Also, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, along with Redbone in the mix. Also got Tears for Fears, some Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band. And we're going to rewind the year 1974 coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Chance to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I sure wonder. But I feel with my appetite. With all the power you're releasing, it isn't safe to walk the city streets alone. Anticipations run through me. Let's find the key and turn this engine on. I can feel you breathe. I can feel
faster. Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down. We'll be right back.
Let's get an update on the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Friday morning for the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
We are off and running this morning. Hi, everyone. This report's sponsored by Lowe's, and we're running along at the limit. Northbound 101 looking great between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Just 17 minutes between East Washington and College Avenue. If you're leaving Petaluma on southbound 101 for Marin County, that early bird commute, very light right now, getting into the Novato Narrows and past Olympali Park to the Golden Gate. That'll take you 37 minutes. Just to the 580 split, a 25-minute ride. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, plus save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Valid through 1/24/24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lisa Carr. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Rewinds 1974.
The Oakland A's win their third consecutive World Series by beating the LA Dodgers. Chris Evert and Billie Jean King battle for the number one spot in women's tennis. In Sonoma County, South San Francisco Police Chief Sal Rosano takes over as head of the Santa Rosa Police Department. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
Redbone and Come and Get Your Love at 102.7 The Wolf. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. So did you hear the value of X is now down 70% since Elon Musk took over? Boy, I tell you, a guy hadn't destroyed a brand like that since Russell Wilson joined the Broncos.
on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 5th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A large section of the former Sonoma Developmental Center near Glen Ellen has been transferred to the California State Park System and will become part of Jack London State Park, which will grow now to over 2,200 acres. While the redevelopment to the rest of the developmental center is being debated, this move ensures access to open space for humans and wildlife. An outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Napa in 2022 that killed one person and sent 16 others to the hospital has been traced to a cooling tower near downtown, but a specific location was not given. The CDC says Facility A was the location where the outbreak was triggered. According to the report, Facility A is quite near or at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on California Boulevard. A clogged pipe that fed chemicals into the cooling system was the culprit. The Oxygen Network true crime show Final Moments, which airs Sundays at 7 p.m., recently featured the 2004 deaths of Lindsay Cutshall and Jason Allen. The young couple found shot to death while camping at Fishhead Beach on the Sonoma County coast. It took until 2017 to find the man responsible when authorities identified Sean Gallen as the killer. You can now stream the episode called California Nightmare on Peacock or from your TV provider. In sports, the Warriors lost to the Denver Nuggets 130-127 on a three-pointer as time expired. They'll play the Pistons at home tonight. Your forecast after patchy fog, we go mostly sunny,